already up. I really slept well last night. I'm pretty hungry. What should I have for breakfast? Well, it's pretty much lunch at this point. I kind of want some cake. Ooh, or a giant omelette with cheese and bacon. Oh, I should really just have some fruit though. Or else I'm not going to be able to fit into my dresses anymore. Whatever. I treat myself a little, right? One big meal is fine. It's just, I'll just eat a small dinner later. Light? What are you doing in here? I'm half naked and I look so awful. I haven't even brushed my hair. Don't look at me. What do you want? You know you don't have to ask your leave for me anymore. I thought we agreed on that. You knights and your knightly codes. So stupid. If you want to do something, just do it. We've known each other for how long now? We're practically best friends. And you're still asking for permission to leave this castle. It's fine. It's fine. Sorry, I'm just a little frazzled and having you in my chamber during my private time. Will you at least tell me where you're going? If it's to the marketplace, I'm going to have to trouble you to pick me up some apples. The horses ate all of mine. You're going on a what? A date. I don't understand. Like, a date with a girl? And you're going to, like, do stuff together? Like, date stuff? Don't look at me like I'm stupid. I asked you a question, Knight. On your honor, answer me. Are you serious? You're really going on a date? Who is she? You haven't told me a word about this girl. Let alone when you're meeting for a date. This is completely out of the blue. A lady knight? A dame? You're lying. This kingdom only trains male knights. She's from the kingdom next to us. You met her at training. Of course. I was always afraid you'd meet some dashing lady from far away and leave Boring old me. No, Knight. You may not take your leave. In fact, I am hereby granting you to the castle until further notice. Go return your weapon and armor to the armory, and tell the cooks to make my breakfast on the way there. My decision is final. You know it's treason to question the princess. Go on now. I know it's only treason to question the king and queen, but they're my parents. It's basically the same thing. Look, the point is, your knightly privileges are now moot. No date, no leaving. Now, if you'll excuse me, I would like to get my day started already. Excuse me? What do you mean, no? I gave you a command, Knight. A direct order. Do I need to remind you that I'm your superior in rank? Even though I'm just a girl, you must obey me. Don't make me strip you of your title permanently. Because I will if I have to. Me? You're calling me jealous? How dare you slander me like that? I'll have you fired. Exiled from the kingdom. Me? Jealous? Of what? Some meat-headed lady knight who only knows how to swing a sword? Don't be so foolish. I won't be questioned on my reasoning by the knight who chooses a girl he just met over a girl he's known for years. A girl he's shared countless laughs with. A girl who's always cheered him on in everything that he does. He's always been there for the toughest times. A girl who... who loves him. I won't be told that I'm unreasonable. One by a knight who betrays a girl like that. Don't tell me I'm being unfair. You let go of fairness between us as soon as you chose anyone over me. I was your girl first. And now you're just pushing me aside. That's no fair. Hey, if you walk out of that door, I never want to see you again. Do you understand me? Never. You'll lose me forever. Wait, you can't just... What the hell? He just left me. Just like that. Did he really think I was being serious? Or was he okay with never seeing me again. Does he care so little about me? I just don't know. I'm fine, Mother. I told you. I know I haven't left my room in days. You don't have to tell me. I'm an adult now. I can do what I want. If I want to lay in bed all day, then that's what I'll do. So just leave me alone. No, of course it doesn't have anything to do with him. Forget him. He's off living his perfect fairy tale life with whatever dashing lady knight he ran off to. Great. Perfect. I couldn't be happier for him. He's out of my life forever. I don't even want to think about him. So, grandfather, dad, or make dinner or something, I don't know. I'm fine. I'm fine. Just go away. Stupid night. All your fault. It's not fair. He's out there, probably laughing and smiling, and making love with whatever her name is. He wouldn't even tell me. And I'm just here, alone in my bed, crying and crying. It's not fair. It's so not fair. I hate it. He should have been mine. We were perfect for each other. I always thought it was a given. We would grow up and fall in love and get married. I mean, I fell in love with him, but I guess he never did the same for me. Did I do something wrong? I mean, does he just not like girls like me? Was it my hair? My attitude? Or was it my lineage? Did he not want to be married into the royal family? But if he really wanted me, he would ignore that. I know I would if he were a prince. Maybe that's it. Maybe I just expected too much. I tricked myself into thinking he would reciprocate everything when he reciprocated none of it. I thought he would do everything for me that I wanted to do for him. I thought he loved me like that. Because I loved him like that. God. It hurts. No, I just should move on. I know that. There's nothing laying around that wishing he would have chose me is gonna do. But I want him. I want him so bad. I can't even imagine life without him. That's why I don't want to do anything anymore without him. Everything just feels so dull. What now, Mother? You heard what? No. You didn't hear anything. You didn't hear anything at all. I was just reading a book out loud. That's all. Doesn't matter what book it was. What the hell are you doing back here so soon? I thought you had a date. Actually, wait. Don't answer that. I swore I would never see you again. And I'm keeping my word. Look, I'm shunning you now. Leave. I will see you no more. No, don't come over here. I'll just look away. You're so impossible. Fine then, I'm closing my eyes. I can't see you. Hello, who's that? Is it the mean knight who left me? And broke my heart. I don't know and I don't care because I can't see anything. What was that all about? Your date didn't work out. Well, that doesn't mean you can just kiss me all of a sudden with your stupid, soft lips and your handsome face and... God. Okay. You need to stop doing things and not telling me beforehand. First, going on your date, and now this. I know I told you that you don't have to ask for things anymore. Wait, did I say that? Whatever. Now, I'm telling you to tell me first. And that is the princess's word. And that is final. Do you understand me, knight? Nope. I'm still not looking at you. I can't see you at all. You're wrong. I can't ignore you forever. I can do whatever I want. I'm a princess. Your first mistake was thinking that you could transgress that. And look how it turned out for you. I'm teasing. I am sorry your date didn't work out. But I told you so. There was a better option for you all along. Maybe you should listen to me more often now, from now on. Less than that, I suppose. Is that all you came to see me about? Night. All right then. Get out of my sight. You little rascal.